Good morning, Grace family, and welcome to another Wednesday Word. I don't know how this day finds you, but if you're like me, it finds you with a mix of emotions, a mix of issues going on in your life, a mix of thoughts swirling around in your brain. And so in light of that, it's so good to again take a brief moment to fix our eyes on God by considering one of his Hebrew names in the scriptures. And today's name is in some ways the simplest and yet the most challenging of all the names, and it's the name Adonai. And Adonai simply means Lord or Master. It almost always gets translated by the English word Lord, capital L and then lowercase O-R-D, which is distinguished from the personal name Yahweh, which gets translated capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. So that's the difference when you see those in Scripture. But simply put, Adonai means God is our Lord and Master. As one writer puts it, Adonai refers to God's total possession of me and my total submission to him. And I think it's helpful to consider both of those aspects of our relationship with God. So first, God's total possession of us, meaning we belong to him. And as Christians, we belong to God in two ways. First, we belong to him by virtue of creation. You know, he made us. We literally owe every single breath to him. We are his in that way, just like every other human being. But then as Christians, we also belong to him in a deeper way by virtue of our salvation, because he gave his one and only son for us, and his son gave his life for us that we might be his. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. So we belong doubly to him. And because of that, then, the second half of this is, as Adonai, he deserves our total submission. And to call Adonai and mean it is to say to him, you have authority over my life. You deserve my obedience and my allegiance and my surrender. You're the Lord. I'm the servant. I surrender my will to your will. And really, Adonai gets at the issue of the will. Some of the other names we've been considering are more directed to our minds to consider the wonder of who God is, or others have gone at the heart to consider all the things that God has done for us. But at the essence of calling God Adonai is the will. It's to be able to say with Jesus, not my will, but your will be done. And so as we consider this today, I'd like to leave us with two ideas about a relationship with Adonai. And the first is just to acknowledge this is really challenging. I mean, maybe the most challenging thing of all in the Christian life, really, to genuinely surrender our will and our plans and our desires to another person, and to place our lives fully in his hands, and to seek to obey whatever he calls us to do. It's really challenging. And we're living in a time in America where it's actually really easy to identify as Christians, but not really relate to God as our Adonai. And we call this cultural Christianity. It's a Christianity where we enjoy some of the perks of the faith, if I can put it that way, but without really surrendering our lives to God where it really counts, like things like our money or our plans or our reputation. We never really hand over those things to Adonai so that we're truly living the way he calls us to live. You know, saying Adonai is easy when God's will happens to line up with our preferences, but when it doesn't, it can be really challenging. One of the most haunting questions in all of Scripture, for me, comes from the lips of Jesus himself when he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? He's saying, the name Adonai is on your lips, but your life doesn't reflect it. Or again, he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, Adonai, Adonai, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Jesus confronts us with this deep question. Am I just paying lip service to Adonai? Or am I truly living a life of surrendered obedience to him? That is a scary and challenging question. But the second thing I want to say, and I want to end with this, is to say this, that surrendering our lives to Adonai, as scary and challenging as that may feel, is actually the only way to true life. That to entrust ourselves wholeheartedly to God and to walk in His ways is really the only safe bet in the end. And Scripture is so clear about this. Over and over again, it essentially says, we will serve somebody. Whether consciously or unconsciously, we will entrust ourselves to something in this life, whether that be to ourselves or to success or wealth or beauty or approval or pleasure or whatever. We will look to something to give us meaning and value and security. And that something, whatever it is, will become the functional lord of our lives. That thing will drive our behavior and compel us to do certain things and place certain demands on us if we are to feel happy. We cannot escape that reality. And so the greater question, I think, is this, not simply, will God be my Adonai or not? The greater question is this, who will be my Adonai? It's going to be someone or something. So who's it going to be? And when we ask that question, it's good to just kind of step back and consider the options and ask ourselves, all right, so what reality in life can I trust most to be my Lord? It's going to be something. What's it going to be? What has demonstrated the most unwavering commitment to me? What or who has a track record of love and faithfulness and kindness and forgiveness for me? And as we ask that question, we realize really there's absolutely no contest in the end. Adonai is a superior Lord in every single way. He is the only way to true life. And so as we begin to take that perspective, hopefully over time we can come to this place where we begin to surrender and obey Him, not grudgingly, but actually joyfully, knowing that our lives are never in a better place, never in a safer place than when they're in His hands, the hands of our Adonai. So today, from that perspective, let's take a moment to offer our lives to Adonai again. And I would encourage you just to identify one thing. Maybe there's one thing you're holding tightly to today, something you're wanting to control or something you're wanting to protect. It might be a relationship, it might be a project you're working on or a conversation you've been having or your reputation with someone, or it might be an issue related to this current moment we're living in. Whatever it is, let's just take a moment and offer that issue to God and surrender it to our Adonai. So Lord, this morning, we acknowledge You again as our Adonai, our Lord and Master. And we are so tempted to try to be our own lords and masters, and yet life doesn't work well when we do that. And so we want to surrender ourselves to You again. And there's something in our lives that we're holding on to right now. And so we just take a moment to loosen our grip a little bit, to offer it to You, to place it at Your feet and to surrender it to You and say, Lord, You are in control and You can control this and You can protect this in ways that I never could. And You see the bigger perspective, Lord. So I entrust this issue to You today and I trust You with it as my faithful and loving Adonai. In Jesus' name, amen.